And welcome, everybody.
Hello there.
What's up?
I am Jose Rodriguez, your host of the Region Nerd Alert, which is AKA Region Nerd Alert, BK on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM, streaming everywhere on CKA, Spotify, and DKA.
What's the app?
The NPR One app.
The NPR One app, that is right. And
so EKA.
EK. Also Apple Podcasts. But I'm Jose Rodriguez. You're listening to Region Nerd Alert on Lakeshore Public Radio. And we just bring you, you know, some light stories, sometimes hard-hitting, sometimes fun. Sometimes we have some fun on this podcast.
We do.
This is the soft episode, though.
This is one of the softies. And
this is Templi, bud.
Before we get on with the episode, I would like to introduce my good buddies, my good pals, my buds. One to my left.
This is Mike, a.k.a. Thick Boy, 3 C's, 3 I's. Instagram, follow my photography at Singularity Photography.
And to his left, he has...
Olotho, Skylar, Fat Low End, call me what you will, but follow me at officially OVA on Twitter.
Twitter is where it's at. You know where it's at. Twitter. Anyways, this episode was brought to you by no one yet, but it could be you.
Netflix.
Netflix.
Shudder.
219-769-9577.
Pluto TV app.
Don't even get me started with them. But
just lower the commercials.
If you want to support us.
And don't make them so left field, middle of a sentence.
Yes, Pluto TV app. We have a lot of recommendations for you. But anyways, if you would like to contact us, look Lakeshore Public Radio up on Facebook. Go to the tab of Region Nerd Alert and just, you know, go to the contact page. Hit me up, you know, at the station. I take recommendations. If you want to send something to the station, I'll open it and I'll review it live. I don't care what's on. If I'm at the station at like 4 p.m. and the news is going on, I'm going to interrupt it to review whatever you sent me. So with that being said, let's get into these streamables.
Nice.
What have we been watching? I've been watching a lot of anime. I've been playing a lot of video games, but also watching a lot of anime. Nothing different in that regard, but how about you guys? I've been seeing a resurgence of anime in your guys' interest as well.
Yes, there is. Anime deep from my childhood. It doesn't really fit with the theme here because it's impossible to find streaming, but the movie Spriggan and the TV series Better Man.
And what is Better Man about?
Better Man, it's hard to describe. It is about this thing called Algernon, which is a disease-like thing that infects people and basically inhibits their sense of morality.
You know what year this is from?
It's from 1999, I believe, just before the 2000s. It's pretty cool because it's like it's got every anime trope you can think of, and it's got mechs in it. It's got a little bit of every anime thing in there.
It's a really dark anime too.
Yeah, it's very, very dark. It's very gruesome at points. Creepiest episode for me was the I think it was the third episode. They're on a plane and basically they go up to see the pilots for some reason. The pilots are gone. The entire ship is filled with crash test dummies. And I'm not going to say what happens at the end with the rest of the episode, but it is horrifying.
Better Man soundtrack, better watch out, because I am sampling that.
Oh, yeah, it's a very good soundtrack.
Yeah, it is a very good soundtrack.
Another one that is a very good soundtrack, and it's a darker anime, NSFW, viewer discretion is advised, but Wicked City.
Yeah, Wicked City was pretty good.
It was real good.
Also found out recently... that song Over You or Invisible Love from Blackjack.
Yeah.
Same singer that does Real Folk Blues.
Really?
Same artist.
Wow, yep. What do you know?
I was like, no wonder that voice is so sweet and sultry.
Now, is Blackjack available anywhere?
You know, I don't know if Blackjack is available or not. It's kind of a snooze fest.
It's on Funimation.
It's on Funimation?
It is on Funimation.
It's a snooze fest. It's worth it.
I was going to say the movie, it's about a... Is his name Blackjack?
Yeah, I think it's Dr. Blackjack.
Dr. Blackjack. And
is that the black market surgeon?
Yeah, he's a doctor, but he specifically works in the black market and has no hospital of his own.
But if you're liking dark anime, like old looking, you know, like 90s themed dark anime, 80s, 90s.
It's super like psychological too, because like it's very story driven as an anime. There's like hardly any action. If you've come for action, you've come to the wrong place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Super story driven, fairly interesting story. It's about like world class athletes that are breaking all of these records across the board, and people are trying to find out how these humans are reaching these superhuman abilities, and it's basically this new chemical that they're having people try out, and they're like aging at 6 times the rate of normal people.
Oh.
And so they're like dying of organ failure at 30.
Oh, snap.
And it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the premise of one of the stories in Animatrix, which is basically a series of short stories. If you're a fan of the Matrix trilogy, they're just like in-betweeners or prequels, depends on which of the stories.
Yeah, one of them literally shows the rise of the robots.
Mm-hmm. And one of those was sort of explain like people with superhuman talent, like the LeBron Jameses of our generation, mm-hmm. like people who are extraordinary at sports and stuff. And basically their explanation was they were becoming more and more in tune with the Matrix and at the same time getting out of the Matrix.
Oh, they're glitching the Matrix.
Glitching the Matrix, yep.
Hackers.
But
LeBron, you're a hacker.
Keeping up with these 90s themed sort of dark anime, Wicked City, we recently watched.
That is the most not safe for work.
Oh, yeah. It's like borderline
bad stuff.
Bad stuff. There's a lot of very sexually explicit scenes in there. I will leave it at that. But it's basically about this man who is he's a black knight, which he's sort of superhuman in his own right. And it's a society where there's I forgot what the like the monsters are called, but
they think they're just called dark ones.
I think they're the dark ones, yeah. But anyways, it's like these monsters living in a society with humans, and there's this one guy who they're trying to protect to write this treaty, and the treaty renews every like 10 years, and basically there's monsters trying to prevent the treaty from being written, and there's twists and turns and sexually explicit material throughout, but very dark wave. If you like city pop, if you like that aesthetic of neon city,
it's almost
city
like
life.
A mega hardcore version of like Akira as well. Like it has a very Akira vibe, mm-hmm. but like it's next level,
right? And Wicked City is available on Amazon Prime.
I think it was that Pluto TV app.
Pluto TV app, which. It's a good app if you're looking for things that aren't on anything else, but there's the ads come in at the worst time.
They do have a good selection, but yeah, them ads, man.
Multiple ads, too.
And the back-to-backers.
Back-to-back.
We saw the same commercial, what, 3 times in a row?
I got to get that ice cream.
We do. We have to get that ice cream.
Like, it better be. But yes, I need that ice cream. going with that theme, I have some recommendations, you know, being that I love anime,
mm-hmm.
and I was writing down partly of how much anime I've actually watched. I have like 30-some anime here, and I stopped after that because I was like, wow, I've watched so much. This didn't even scratch the surface. But I have 30 recommendations right here, and probably 30 more will come to me.
That's like that's like me with my quarantine movies.
Right. Like
real
I had
quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do we have any news on new Attack on Titan?
That's
like one of the few current shows.
I think it has been postponed, but it should be coming back because ReZero, A Life in a New World, season 2 is on Crunchyroll and Verve right now. And if those of you who are a fan of ReZero, Starting Life in a New World, Season 2 is on Crunchyroll and Verve, and Season 1 is also on Crunchyroll and Verve if you want to get into that. And I guess we'll start there real quick. ReZero is basically one of those Akitsuki animes. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But basically, someone in our life walking one day gets hit by a car, and he is basically...
projected into their world.
Yep, like just thrown, respawning in their world. And he's in like a mystical world with elves and things. And he goes through all this like story. Like it's explained in the first episode. But the premise is he basically, when he dies in this world, he is taken back to a quote unquote save point where he has to do something different in order to survive. Or to accomplish some sort of mission.
Doesn't Yu Yu Hakusho start with the main protagonist getting hit by a car?
Yes. This is definitely not a new anime trope of being hit by a car and then...
I was going to say, how many animes actually... Animus, there it is. Animus. How many animus have actually started like that?
There's quite a lot. Yu Yu Hakusho hit by a car and then he's... thrilled into the spirit realm, and then he has to come back, but then he's a spirit detective. Bleach, he doesn't get hit by anything. He doesn't die, but he's sent to the spirit world, comes back as a spirit detective again, or a soul reaper, so that's basically the same thing. ReZero gets hit. The reincarnated as a slime, same premise. Saga Tanya of Evil, same premise. Gets his by a car, put into
a different world.
There is a giant list. We could probably have a whole episode dedicated to just straight people who got hit by a car and then.
Oh man!
Respawn. Go ahead.
I have a thing with ghosts. When you're done,
ghosts.
Yes.
What kind of ghosts?
I will tell you once you're done.
What am I done doing?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say something.
I thought you were going to say something.
I was going to say something, but it would have been too much of a convoluted joke.
Go ahead, man.
You know whose Akatsuki journey didn't get off right? That's Gage from Pet Sematary. Poor little guy got hit by a car, got dragged right back to Earth.
Man, Mr. Cursive.
I know, right?
I was going to go with Shooty, but
Shooty!
Shooty Earth.
But, yeah, you were saying, Yu Yu Hakusho also is on Funimation. I believe it's on Hulu as well. And Bleach is on Netflix now.
Yeah, Bleach is on Netflix.
And I believe it's also on Funimation. And Saga Tanya of Evil is also on Funimation. If this sort of thing excites you, Saga Tanya of Evil is cool because it's a guy, 30-year-old guy. He jumps in front of a train to save someone, gets reincarnated into this World War II era, but it's not really World War II because they have futuristic flying weapons. Mm-hmm. And like, there's
World War IV.
There's like this god character, and he comes back as like a little girl, but she's a 30-year-old guy, but in a little girl's body and going around killing evil people. And yeah, you got to watch it. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I throw this around a lot. That is the most anime thing I've ever heard.
Oh, right, right. And reincarnated as a slime. It's a guy. I don't know if it's a boy or a guy. It's definitely a guy, though. But he gets hit by a car and then he gets reincarnated. As a slime. As a level one slime. And if you play any sort of, what's that word called? RPG games or dungeon crawling games. You know, slime is like the lowest level. Mm. But he gains some powers, and you know, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Mm.
And, are you gonna say something? Ghost?
Oh,
Ghost?
Yeah. Ghost. Speaking of, this is an anime, but it is from Japan. It's on streaming on Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ju-on Origins.
Mm.
It is the origin of The Grudge.
Ooh. Mm. Is that a series?
It is a series.
On Netflix?
Yep.
Wow. So it's just like the origin story of The Grudge?
Yep. How everything happened. Wow. Everything leading up to before Sarah Michelle Gellar moved in the first movie.
Hmm. Nice, nice. Yep. Speaking of The Grudge, there's a lot of horror anime like that.
Mm-hmm.
Tells the story. Junji Ito is another horror themed anime.
Mm-hmm.
That's on Funimation, and I believe it's somewhere else. I don't know if maybe Crunchyroll. I forgot.
I didn't see when I had Crunchyroll the little bit that I had it.
But other horror themed anime I have on here. Let me look. Not necessarily horror themed, but like I call it like 90s vibe dark wave. Mm-hmm. I've been calling that lately, like thriller. For anime. Ergo Proxy is one that reminds me of like Keanu Reeves and the Matrix and that.
I still need to watch that.
That dungeon type bar playing Rob Zombie remix, like.
Doo-doo.
But Ergo Proxy is really good, yeah. And that basically is about these creatures called proxies, and those creatures are
ergo.
They're basically like gods in the universe, and she's trying to figure out like how the proxies like tie in with like this future dystopian world and mm-hmm. what's outside of this world and. Bunch of twists and turns, and if you're a fan of like 90s vibes, it came out in like 2006 or something, but it's definitely got that dark 90s vibe to it. Go check it out. That's on Funimation, and
yeah. I'm watching Avatar: The Last Airbender recently.
Ah, which is on Netflix.
That is on Netflix.
It is spiritually an anime.
That's been on. yeah. Been doing good things.
Yeah,
how, I like it.
How have you?
I just started the second season, the Earth Book. Mm-hmm. So that's been pretty cool journey so far. Definitely love the humor throughout, and it's a very, very fun and lighthearted show.
Yes, I believe it was on Nickelodeon, and it was very ahead of its time. Like it deals with some serious topics in a way that's approachable for children as well. And if you don't know the story of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
I don't.
It's basically everything was all right until the Fire Nation attacked. So there's four tribes, tribe of water, earth, air, and fire. And they all lived harmoniously until the Fire Nation attacked. And for 100 years, this war has been raging on between everyone else and the Fire Nation, and the one person who could save it is the Avatar, who is the master of all elements. There's only one born at a time. When one dies, one is born. It's like a cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But when the world needed him most, he vanished. And basically they find him in an iceberg, and then
it's iceberg Simpson.
Boo, vanilla gorilla, cranberry vampire. But anyway, but yeah, so it follows the journey through the benders and stuff. And let me ask you guys real quick. We've been talking. Maybe we can talk about it on air for like a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
If you could bend any element, what would you bend? First, we'll go by your zodiac and how it is associated with an element. Then we will go by what you personally want to bend.
Pisces, water. So, I guess it's between fire and water.
Fire and water.
Yeah, just because I would mess with people so much.
With fire?
Yeah, like smokers trying to smoke. Like the second they light their lighter, just take it.
Take the fire.
Yeah, just take the fire.
Or just burn it to a butt.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Before they smoke.
Water, like, just like make it so like I don't know, like people can't pee or something like that. Just make it just the worst way.
Or just it comes out all at once.
Yeah.
I have the opposite issue. Help me pee.
But what about you?
It's earth and air for me.
Flip that. Reverse it.
Air and earth. I would probably go with air. It just seems like the most fun of all of the bendings.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a lot with, obviously, the rest of the elements, but earth just seems like the trickster style element, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As somebody who's never seen a single episode of Avatar,
mm-hmm.
can the waterbenders walk on water?
Yes.
All right, water then.
I was like, airbenders can too, technically. And honestly, there's a way for all of them to like be projected through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
what are the fire got, dragons?
Well, no, they like, they, it's like a jetpack, basically. They go... They don't walk on
them. Iron Man, but less less good.
Basically, yeah. And Earthbender. Earth is kind of crazy the way they move. It's like the Earth moves with their feet, and it's like they're walking but the Earth is like walking with them and they move super speed and it's kind of crazy. But yeah. But yeah, Avatar The Last Airbender is on Netflix. Speaking of Netflix, Netflix news, Umbrella Academy Season 2, Ellen Page.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones.
Host of London.
Still haven't seen it.
Oh, and the guy who plays...
Matthew Berry, I think his name is.
Whatchamacallit in... Can I finish my thought?
Oh, I thought we were conjoining thoughts.
No, Umbrella Academy Season 2 comes out July 31st. And some zany things happen. The trailer is out. You should watch it. And Skylar's been watching this other show, Breakfast Toast.
The Toast of London.
The Toast of London with, what's his name?
Matthew Berry.
I love Matthew Berry.
Oh, man.
He's his own brother. If you don't know who Matthew Berry is, watch IT Crowd, Mighty Boosh. He's on a few episodes. Actually, he's in the first,
he's in the early season.
He's so pompous. Yeah. I love it.
I love him so much.
And to think that you thought I would be afraid of you because you were from Iran. Wait, what?
That's a man.
His humor is so dry.
I love it. And if you want to see him something else, too, what was that movie with Aubrey Plaza we just recently seen?
Oh, An Evening with Betty Loughlin or something.
Yeah, something Loughlin.
It was Loughlin.
Loughlin, yeah. An Evening with Loughlin, I think.
Oh, my
yeah.
God, that movie was something
else. Dude, I don't even know how to describe that movie.
I don't know either. It was dumb, but at the same... It wasn't, like, dumb that I don't like. Sharknado dumb.
It felt like the script was written by a robot.
It did.
It was crazy awkward moments. It was like Lynch-level awkward moments.
I agree.
Like, during just conversation of people acting weird, and there was, like, that weird cashier dude that had that, like, dripping Jerry curl for some reason, and he was really old and, like... Weird people.
Very weird. Weird cast.
Like, they weren't real people. Like,
definitely not. It's some very. The whole thing was weird.
The one guy is like the most knockoff B-side Anton Sugar ever.
Which guy?
The guy that's supposed to steal the money back. And he looks like a really crappy version of the guy from No Country for Old Men that's supposed to be stealing the money back. Like, he looks like a horrible knockoff of that guy.
He does. And he's the guy from, I guess, from Flight of Conchords.
Yep.
And he also does a voice in Rick and Morty. He is the gaseous cloud.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a voice in Moana.
Moana, the crab.
Yeah, the crab in that. So he is very prolific, and he's always doing, like, he's actually a good musician if he's actually being a part of those songs. And it sounds like he got his fingerprints on the Moana song, too, a little bit, because that sounded just like one of his songs, you know, like talking about the pearls, and it was very witty. Mm. But, yeah, check it out. That's on Netflix as well. Yeah, An Evening with Loughlin. Something like that. But anyways.
Yeah, I'm gonna
try to find it. Yeah, look at the name. Speaking of 90s. Dark wave anime, Serial Experiments of Lain. Have you guys heard or seen that?
An Evening with Beverly Loughlin.
There it is. And also, that movie has, if you're a fan of the guy from Pineapple Express, he plays one of the... Is he a cop or... I forgot his role in Pineapple Express.
Which one?
The Beverly guy. He's also in
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, but
I don't
know
his name.
He barely has any lines until like the very end, and you'll see how if you watch the movie. It's very crazy. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, Serial Experiments of Lain. If you love dark, weird anime has like no, what's the word? Like it's as mysterious.
Mm.
Check out Serial Experiments of Lain. It's about a girl who sort of follows her journey through this place called The Wired, which is basically a virtual reality internet. And her friend dies, but her friend keeps talking to her. And then there's like this God element. And it's very weird, very mysterious, very 90s vibe, dark wave, Matrix-y. And a fun fact, the Russo brothers, I think. They were in, they got a lot of their inspiration from Serial Experiments of Lane with the Wired and the story and the pacing.
Wachowskis as well.
Mm-hmm. For, that's what I meant. Yeah,
yeah, Wachowskis.
Yeah, the Wachowskis for The Matrix. So if you want to see where they got their inspiration from.
That intro.
And the intro, yeah, it's a very great song.
This does look really weird.
With Serial Experiments?
Yeah, I'm looking it up now. It looks
very
weird.
Very weird, like super weird. Present time. Present day. It's in the intro, but...
Oh, okay.
Anyways, yeah, check it out. There are other... Like I said, there's a whole bunch of anime on here. If you like that vibe, too, Winch Hunter Robin has also been recently put on Funimation. Paul knows more about Witch Hunter than I do. I watched very little of that anime growing up. But also another classic, certified hood classic... has been put on Funimation as Paranoia Agent. And that is a...
Ooh, the once elusive anime.
Mm-hmm. You never find it anywhere.
Now readily streamable.
Really?
Is that the one with the bat?
Yeah.
Golden bat?
Golden bat, golden skates, golden ran. But, Scott, you want to say the little premise of that one real quick?
Oh, man. Isn't it just like Lil Slugger, who's the antagonist? He's the little boy with the golden skate and the golden bat, and he basically, mm-hmm. it was like he hunts you down if you've done something.
Yeah, it's sort of like a mystery, like the people he hunts down. Like it sort of gets into each episode.
They're connected.
Yeah, they're connected, and it's up to you to determine if they deserve it or not. But
yeah, they're supposed to be wrongdoers getting mm-hmm. their just desserts, essentially, from Little Slugger.
Right. Very good anime. Very, very worth the watch.
Apparently, Little Slugger and the toy that's referenced, like the Hello Kitty toy at the beginning,
Momo. Mm.
Yeah, Momo. They're supposed to be parallel. They're supposed to have the same kind of path as the anime goes on. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like if you watch it and follow Momo, you can also follow that same path for Little Slugger.
Hmm. What do you know?
Yeah. I don't want to give too much away because it is a part of it, but...
Right, right. But speaking of certified hood classics, Funimation actually has a classic anime section.
What?
Now... You be the judge if these are considered classic or not.
Riddle them off.
All right, I'll name a few, but Akira is up there.
Oh yeah,
certified.
Certified.
That is like the anime.
Yeah, certified.
That's like the intro. Like, oh, you want to get an anime?
Dot Hack.
Haven't watched too much of the show, but Dot Hack definitely encompasses what a lot of anime is today, being the fantasy MMO RPG, you're that sucked into the game.
Honestly, that was one of the first, like the MMO anime.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
All of them made like Sword Art Online, MMO Junkie, like a lot of them, I feel like.
They take from Dot Hack.
Right.
In some way.
I could see that. One I can't really say too much on because I personally haven't watched it, but Assassination Classroom.
I didn't know that was that old to be classic. I thought that was like 2012.
I'm not sure actually. Let me double check. That might be just 2012. For the 2012. Was that the manga or?
That was the manga. Okay. The animation came out in 2013.
Okay, yeah. So
I wouldn't consider that classic though.
Yeah. Well, I know like our age, like because. If you were born in 2013...
You could consider it a staple, but not a classic, I don't think.
I could see that. Like, Assassination Classroom is a household name. Like, I would... Like, My Hero. I wouldn't consider that a classic.
It's a staple.
Just yet, but everyone knows it's very popular. Attack on Titan. I wouldn't consider that a classic, but you're right, a staple.
Because
like if you have a foot in the anime door... So to speak, you have heard these names.
Right. One Punch Man.
Like I don't watch anywhere near as much anime as you do, and I know these ones.
Oh, right.
Because, like, yeah. I would even say we're not even really to the point where Cowboy Bebop and Shampoo are really classics. Like,
what?
I wouldn't say...
That's a big disagree for me.
Yeah.
Well, because again, it's the year. It's not that the fact that they haven't, one, shaped my world, two, blown my mind.
Well, I would say to be considered classic, you would have to make such an impact on the community to be considered it. Like, take the rap community. Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. Like, as soon as that came out, certified classic. Like, from front to back, like, everyone collectively knew, like,
right.
that changed everything. And I feel like Cowboy Bebop is one of those that, like, when it came...
Definitely shaped an era.
And
Shampoo as well, so...
Shinshiro, yeah, well, in general.
Like, another thing, too, is, like, I keep trying to, parallel classics when it comes to music as well as, like, anime, like, era-wise. But music's been out way longer than anime has, so, like... To think of, like, an anime from, like, the 80s, like, that's basically when anime started.
Right.
The 80s. Like, so,
there's also a lot of, like, anime from that time that you wouldn't consider classic. Like, I feel like, to me, classic anime would be, like I said, foot in the door anime. Like, I see Black Butler, right?
Right.
Yeah. I know that one. I know Dragon Ball Z. Just looking at this small list, yeah.
Dragon Ball Z is
that, like, that is the definition of a classic anime.
Yeah, that's definitely, like, classic. And that came out what, 90s? 90
and like a Mobile Suit 0079, like the original Mobile Suit. Like,
yeah.
That shaped mech anime. That is mech anime.
Yeah. So that's half of anime is Mobile Suit.
For real. Neon Genesis Evangelion. That's another one that's Code Geass, Darling in the Franxx.
Zoids. That wasn't even an anime, I don't think. Like, just so many mech animes. Transformers.
Right. I mean, just like Akira. Like, Akira inspired, like, such a chain reaction of anime.
I'll have to fact check the Transformers thing. I don't know which came first.
Transformers or Gundam. Gundam. I don't know. I for some reason, I want to say that... America was influenced by Japan in terms of mech anime, yeah. But I could be wrong.
Controversial opinion. I didn't care for Akira.
I did not care for it. It doesn't, in my opinion, doesn't hold up.
Yeah,
it's kind of slow paced. Well, a lot of old anime is like slower paced. Yeah, you know?
Like, this is one of those things. Like, usually when I try to, like, when it's something like that, when it's something that big and that well known in a certain community, I'll give it a shot.
Right.
Gundam came first.
Most things I'll get, like, most things I'll give it, like, the Scouts try, and just some of them I can't get through them, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, certain games, I just cannot get through these games. I've watched Akira 3 separate times, and it never once grabbed me.
I was going to say, I feel like the older anime are more so, like, visually and animation. Like, that's the... thresholds that inspired so many other great animes, and I feel like the story came a little bit later. Now, not saying Akira's story is bad at all, but I feel like
it takes a mature audience to appreciate it.
Right, the story in tandem with, like, the animation for its time is just
fantastic. I will say that I only watch Akira really for the nostalgia factor, and not because I like the story and want to see the story of Akira.
It's also my favorite art style, too.
Definitely the... yes. I am in love with 80s-style anime, 90s-style anime. Like, the way that they did it back then is so...
Yeah, like I wear my love for Trigun on my sleeve.
Love Trigun. That's definitely another classic. Like, Trigun.
You want a hood classic?
For anime.
Princess Mononoke.
That's one of three Ghibli films I've seen.
It's been described by many as literally the Star Wars of anime.
I would say so.
Like, it is, that is the story, the world it creates. Like,
I always forget how long it is.
Right. And just everything about it is just from beginning to end, just you're sent off to another world. Even though it's technically, like, inspired by old Japan. Like, it is a completely different world.
Oh, man.
And were you going
to
say something?
I was trying to think about that claim, and I can't really argue against it. I'm not for it, but I can't argue against it.
Like, it's not like it's not as huge as Star Wars, but it is the in my well in a lot of people's opinion, it's the Star Wars of like anime.
Like,
because if it wasn't for like what else would you consider the Star Wars of anime?
Like, I guess when it comes to like everybody has seen Star Wars. Like, in that sense, like, every anime fan has seen Princess Mononoke.
Well, I get, let me change it up a little bit. Princess Mononoke is to anime as Star Wars is to science fiction. Like, when you think science fiction, you think Star Trek, Star Wars, wham.
Yeah.
Like, space age.
I don't see Princess Mononoke. I like that movie a lot. I would say more Akira.
I mean,
because Akira is kind of like when like a lot of people when they hear anime, if they're not super into it, that's kind of like the first thing they go to.
Well, what Akira really did, I think, for anime was it kind of like put a foot down, saying it's not just anime; it can be as good as film.
Take us seriously.
This is a feature length film that tells a story that's not just Pop-Tarts and beautiful colors. Right. Like, it's a serious film.
And there are a lot of parallels between, like, Star Wars and Princess Mononoke, you know? Like, the journey in itself, too, and seeing different... Like, I would compare the planets to Star Wars to, like, the different, like, villages in Princess Mononoke mm-hmm. and, like, the forest community and the animals and just all the different, like, species you see.
And the characters they create, too, are like,
right.
Ashitaka is our Luke.
Oh, like, definitely, yeah.
He is our great hero mm-hmm. and so much, so good writing. It's just a great movie.
It is a very, very great movie. Miyazaki in general. Like, I wish there was I don't wish because I have every Miyazaki film on physical, but I wish it were streamable to other people to, you know, get them to watch more of it. But also, yeah, if you ever want to borrow any of them.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I've seen, like I said, three of them, and I need to watch more of them.
Can I tell you how many days I spent riding my bike with no hands, pretending I had a bow and arrow in my hands and that I was riding an elk when I was a child?
But yes, the Miyazaki films are fantastic. But speaking of certified classics of anime, I don't agree with a lot of the... Full Metal Panic is also another one, mech anime. Also, one I would just recommend that's not necessarily, not classic, you know, but Gangsta. Have you guys heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
I think, Mike, you would really like that.
What is that?
It's basically about, there's like a gangster community, and it's almost like in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very Spanish themed in mm-hmm. a lot of senses, and very unfinished. The ending is... You will not like.
However,
it's such a great anime, and it brings a tear to my eye that they haven't made a season two. Because
is that going to be another Outlaw Star just left on the cliff?
Yes. Yes. I haven't even seen the end of Outlaw Star, but yes. Like, to the point of introducing brand new characters last episode never comes to fruition.
Aww. They give Gene Starwind a full outfit change. New outlook on life. Never get a season two.
Oh, no. Oh, man. But any other streamables, like non-anime related, too?
I got a few.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Ju-on earlier, I'd really recommend that one if you're into, like, horror stuff and you want to see the beginning of The Grudge. Russian Doll, starring Natasha Lyonne,
is
fantastic.
What is that about?
So it's like a Groundhog Day situation where she dies and then comes back to the same point every single time. It's at her birthday. She's in the bathroom staring at herself in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she dies, she comes to that exact point. The exact same song's playing. People knock on the bathroom door.
So it's sort of like My Bloody Valentine a little bit? Or like the premise one?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Like she dies at the end of the day for the same killer, and then she goes back.
Oh, no. She it's at random points. So, like, she'll survive to the next day and, like, go to a bar or go to, like, this bar mm-hmm. and then fall into a manhole and die, and then, boom, she's right back in that bathroom.
Right.
So it's not like 24 hours she dies. She could live as long as she stays alive. Mm-hmm. But whenever she dies, she goes to that exact point.
Gotcha.
And it's a really good, like, it's a really good, like, timeline, like, weird, like, timeline parallel universe story to it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool. I recommend that heavily. I also have Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Don't watch that. It's stupid. It is a bad movie.
Is that the Guillermo del Toro one?
I don't know. I hope.
Oh, yeah, it
is. Is it? I'm disappointed now because it's so bad. It was so boring.
I love how they did the like the effects, like the makeup and stuff. Because I seen like a video of that, but I haven't seen the movie.
It's so boring.
It looked like the way they told it was boring. Does it just follow like kids and then they go through the different?
Yeah, it follows kids, and that's not a big problem because it exists. Like the whole story is about the kids. This movie feels like a horror movie that was marketed to adults but made for kids.
Well, isn't like Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark that never had like a cohesive plot? Like that was just a bunch of stories.
Right? That is literally what this is.
Yeah, it's just
it's a bunch of stories. It's a bunch of mini stories connected by an overarching plot.
And well, that's what I'm saying. Like the book doesn't have like that overarching plot, though, right? It's just
no. Like if they would have made it an anthology and explored these stories, it'd have been better.
That's like the only obvious route to me to do with that sort of.
Yeah,
book.
But
like,
no, it's a bunch of little stories in an overarching plot, and the little stories get maybe 5 minutes of screen time. Compared to the rest of the plot, figuring out why these stories are being written. Mm-hmm. It is, like I said, it was a horror movie marketed to adults, made for kids.
Right.
And it's just, it's not, it's bad. It's a bad movie.
Man, yeah, that's very disappointing.
Like I said, if it's not an issue with kids being the main thing, because it exists.
Right.
Like, that's,
Oh, yeah, my thing would be like, I just want an anthology.
Exactly.
Like, that's how I would think you would do that, too, but...
Another thing, I'm going to recommend this to my dying breath. Detective D and the Mystery of the Phantom Flame. It is Sherlock Holmes meets Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It is... Okay, look. Like I said, it's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon meets Sherlock Holmes, where acupuncture is magic and there's talking deer in it. I have never laughed so hard in an action movie in my entire life.
Is it on Netflix?
It is on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime.
I'm telling you, I was in tears. I'm not going to say anything other than that. I was in tears at one point laughing so hard.
Oh, man.
It was 2 a.m, and I was laughing so hard.
I was going to say, if you want to laugh and also want to watch an anime and also want to cry... Welcome to the NHK. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Now, this sort of has a relevance to what's going on today of all the people believing conspiracy theories, but it's basically a guy who is a NEET, which, if you don't know, it's basically in Japan, there's like this culture of people who never do anything, so their parents sort of like are ashamed, and they just give them in this like one room apartment and just give them money to survive. And then that's it. And then they just stay in this room. Sometimes people die in this room and no one will ever know because they never go outside. It's kind of an epidemic in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But this basically explains the story of a NEET who is sort of insane because of all the conspiracies that he's afraid to go outside. And, He lives next to another NEET. They explain like different NEETs in their cultures, but he's specifically like afraid of the outside.
Yeah,
and it's just a story of him trying to become unafraid. And very good story. If you're ever feeling like you lack motivation, this will give you motivation to get up and do something. The way this guy lives, it's like I don't live like that, but man, I feel like a poo.
Yeah,
you know?
I can't watch this.
Yeah. Oh man, I can't watch this.
Watch this.
But also, like this can go into the classic argument as well. Naruto is like everywhere now. It's on Netflix, and they also put it on Funimation.
Oh, you mean Boruto's dead?
Boruto's dead.
Not Boruto's dead.
I think it's on Hulu too. It's like on like everywhere.
I can't watch anime on Hulu. Oh, it's so bad.
I hate the like they have decent anime on there. It's just the ads.
The ads and the censoring is so obnoxious.
Oh, I haven't been victimized to the censoring. Obnoxious. Of it. Didn't you say like Blood Sea, which is like a pretty
pretty
gruesome
anime? Like anytime there's any sort of blood or any sort of brutality in it, it's just this huge white bar across the screen.
I hate the white bars.
Oh, it's so bad.
Right. Well, this is more sexually explicit stuff. They just have the name of the anime covering different things. Just boing.
Oh.
That's something different.
I remember watching that Deadly Sins one, and every like 10 seconds, I was like, what are all of these pentagrams doing on the screen? Like, where are these pentagrams coming from? They're showing up and they're disappearing.
Like, anime censorship is the funniest. Like, it's almost funnier watching it with censorship.
It's so sometimes. Blatant and like ridiculous.
Or the blinding light that comes from these areas that like, oh, you can't see anything because there's just like light.
The headlights.
The headlights, yeah. Oh, man. Or the little hearts or whatever. But yeah, if you're a fan of food and anime.
You about to bring up Food Wars?
I'm about to bring up some food anime. Food Wars, which it's basically, think of like all the high-fighting, crazy anime, but it's a chef and he's cooking food and he's fighting with food. And there's also some... sexually explicit stuff in there too, but more so of like they're comparing food to like sex sometimes, and they go crazy overboard. Let your imagination run wild with that, but yeah, but they will teach you real recipes though, because I've learned a couple recipes from Food Wars.
I feel like most of your life lessons have come from anime.
Yep. There's a anime for working out. There's an anime for getting out of the house and making something of yourself. There's an anime for cooking. Like, there's plenty of cooking anime. Oh, there's a what's it called? Today's Menu for the Emiya family. They straight up take you to the store, get the ingredients, take you to the kitchen, and they go step by step how to make this, and then wham.
Dude, I literally need to start consuming food anime. No.
Dude, that's how I learned how to cook a lot. It opened the door for me. Like, well, I want like cooking opened the door for me for cooking, but. Once I found out cooking anime was a thing, man. The floodgates. And today's menu for the Emiya family is actually attached to a larger line of a rabbit hole of an anime called the Fate series.
We don't have time to get into that.
And if you are interested in a great anime, an historic anime, like if you're a fan of mythology... Or just reading about history, Fate is the anime for you. Fate Zero, Fate Unlimited Blade Works. Go ahead, watch them out, and then let it consume you. But speaking of consummation, no, that's not right.
No, that's not right at all.
Another food anime, Bento, which is another anime, basically. High fighting, crazy fight scenes, but over half-priced bento at the store. Have you seen this?
I have seen exactly one episode of this. I'm pretty sure I was at a con when I watched it.
Literally, like, all these people, they have rules of engagement. And as soon as, like, the person who works at, like, Strax or Whole Foods comes in and marks the bento that's left, at the same time every day, they mark them half-priced. And they mark the stickers, and as soon as they're out of sight through the door, everyone rushes and literally
straight Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat punching combos, flying kicks, everything.
Heel drops, everything.
And the first person to like grab it and hold it gets to purchase the delicious half price bento. And it gets crazy. And I think it's like 6 episodes long. But
like I said, I've seen one episode of this, and it was
people
absurd.
Start teaming up and stuff.
There's
insane.
Teams. Like, it's basically, anime tropes. Like, I don't know if you see that meme, the
There is
Uno
literally
anime.
A girl, they don't show her face.
Oh, yep. Never show her face.
They never show her face.
But, yeah, that is also, I forgot the name of it. It's off the top of my head, but it's like a restaurant in a different dimension. Basically, it's a restaurant that's connecting all these parallel dimensions, and they make food for each of the people. And that's another one that gets pretty in detailed of what's in the food and the cooking and stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah, but, yeah, what about you, Scott? Have you been watching any other things under streams?
No, I have been playing some Vidya, though. I've been doing some Kingsfield, right. Cracking that open. I was doing quite a bit of Dark Cloud for a while.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Dusted that bad boy off.
Nice, nice.
Some of that new Star Wars Jedi, what is it called, Mike?
Fallen Order.
Fallen Order.
Mm.
That's really good. It's like Dark Souls, but Star Wars kind of. The combat's really, really, really smooth. And
that's kind of new, too.
It's fairly new, yeah.
That gets real hard at points. That game gets real hard at points.
It's very platform heavy. Like, way more platform heavy than I thought it was going to be. But it's a nice change of pace. Like, you're not just
like when you
slapping
say platform,
stuff with
do you
a
say like,
lightsaber.
Sort of like Assassin's Creed-y? Because when I see it reminded me of like that type of.
You do running on walls, you do the. Nimble, I'm on a precarious rope or whatever. There's a lot of climbing and jumping and all that good stuff. And then you get to areas, you beat some stormtroopers up, you find some stuff, you go to a boss. Bosses are pretty nice, pretty rewarding. Some of them are a little tough at first to get the move set down, but it's not like super unforgiving. Of a game.
There's something that drives me nuts about that game, though, and it has to do with how Disney is handling the Star Wars like license and what they're doing with it. In that game, lightsabers will literally cut everything apart. Boxes, animals, grass, everything. But the minute you hit a stormtrooper with it, nothing happens. They just fall over.
Oh. Well, they're like keeping to the lore of Star Wars, how you never see a stormtrooper get chopped up.
There's also, like, really, really crappy spider enemies that take 3 lightsaber swipes to kill.
Like, oh, yeah. Like,
it would never take 3 to kill a little spider.
I know. I'm saying, like, if, like, they're not consistent with what the lightsaber will cut apart.
Also, the Star Wars, what is that called? The cartoon series? That's on Disney.
Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's on Disney Plus.
Well, that was probably mainly to keep it in the teen area, because if you're lopping off limbs and stuff, that's easily goes into M territory.
That's true,
I know. It drives me nuts, though, because you have, like,
but I am happy
the Jedi
that
Academy
can,
and...
You can be cutting the animals apart, but you're right. You cannot cut a stormtrooper or any humanoid in half, but you can chop rats and gremlins and all sorts of stuff in half.
Speaking of chopping and cutting... I'm going to have to cut this conversation short
because
we have reached the end of our episode today.
Yeah. All right.
But, thank you guys for coming.
No problem.
Hopefully you watch some of the anime we recommend to you, you know. With that, I'm Jose Rodriguez, your host, Region Nerd Alert. If you missed this episode, check us out on Spotify, lakeshorepublicradio.org. To my left is
Mike, Thick Boy, 3Cs, 3Eyes, Twitter, Instagram.
And to his left is...
Twitter, officially OVA, OVA. Follow me.
All right, and there you go. Thank you for listening, and you all at home, hope you have some more streamables to watch, and have a great night/day/afternoon.
Bye.
Bye.